Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we have somebody on the phone, I believe.
Hi, it's Alan Foley.
Alan, how are you? Good morning. And thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Alan has been on the program before. Alan is a young man who has started in the union. He's a union employee and recently bought a house. And just the conversation we're going to have with Alan is the importance of getting yourself organized on Long Island. He's also going to talk a little bit about the election coming up, but not from a Democrat versus Republican or Republican versus Democrat. It's what you believe in and how you should try to get ahead for your family. And this is a show for seniors, so Alan's more a child. I'm not being rude, Alan. You know, you're not even an adult child. So how's it going with you?
Good, good. Everything's well. Been very busy, to say the least. But that's a good thing. And so, yeah, as you had mentioned, I'm 29 years old. Me and my fiance bought our home in Hicksville 4 years ago, just about. We're currently engaged, and we're looking forward to raising our family here in Nassau County.
Good, man.
How important is the election that's coming up in midterm, since, you know, most of the time people say, well, we're not running for anything too major? Is this an important election?
Oh, absolutely, especially here on the state level, federally as well, of course. But there's been a lot of legislation proposed here in New York State that's kind of hit a roadblock. Things that would create good jobs, the Child Victims Act, gun safety, things like that have all been held up. So that's why it's very important to get out there and vote next Tuesday. I mean, there's a lot of good things we can be doing. A lot of good things have passed as well, but there's still a lot more that needs to be done to improve our quality of life here on Long Island.
You know, the one thing I say in reference to politics is it's not a spectator sport. You know, if I'm watching the Jets play and the Giants, I can get upset with the Jets because I can't do anything about it. And they should have done this, they should have done that. Everybody on Long Island can do something because they can vote. Otherwise, you don't have an option to turn around next week and say, oh, that's no good. You know, the Democrat stinks, the Republican stinks. No, you could have voted. And if you didn't vote, you have no right. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I think more now than perhaps ever before, politics has become so divisive. I mean, it's so tribal where it's either this party or that party. And that's unfortunate. I mean, the political party of a candidate should not be all you need to know to make your decision. We all need to take the time to look into these candidates, see where they stand on the issues that matter to us, and vote accordingly. You know, whoever best represents your values. The better informed a voter is, the better the elected officials we're going to end up with. If you just vote red or blue, this or that, I mean, we end up in not a good place.
No, that was very well said. It's not the party. It's not the gender. It's the person. And it's
right.
A good person. If it's a good woman Republican, that's fine. If it's a good man Democrat, that's fine. It makes no difference. You shouldn't be looking into, you should read what the person represents. If that goes with your ideology, that person gets your vote. That's the end of it. You know, and I don't know if that goes on so much today. Some of the waves are going just because it's a title, and they don't really understand what they're voting for. Now, what the race that you're in is for what district?
I'm running for the Assembly, District 15, which covers parts of Hicksville, Levittown, Bethpage, Westbury. It goes all the way north up through Brookville, Muttontown, up to Bayville, some Syosset. It's a tough district to describe in words, the way it's drawn up, but that's the bulk of it there. It's from Bayville down to Hicksville.
But the compliment to you and some other people I see this year is young people getting involved. I'm saying this is a program for seniors. But at 29, you have a young man that's saying, guess what? I care enough because I know the hours you're putting into this. It's ridiculous, actually. But you have to do it. And you care enough to get involved, which is what we need going forward. And any from any, again, we're talking parties from any place. It makes no difference who it is. You need new people, new blood constantly coming into it. There's no question
about it. And all these meet the candidate nights I've been attending, I was surprised to learn how many people, how many candidates, it's their first time running for office, such as myself. So, and there's so many women running for the first time. Man, it's just young people, you know, it's good to see. It's a lot of people have opened their eyes in the last couple of years to what's going on and decided to, instead of sitting back yelling at the TV, let me do something about it.
So if I am correct, this is a first time for you?
Correct, yes.
And who are you running against?
The incumbent is Michael Montesano.
Okay, well, that's... We're talking. Now we know who it is, but that's not the important thing. I want to go back to what made Alan want to run. That's the most important thing here, because what we need is what you said: to vote for the man, to vote for the woman. You have a fiance, and then we talked last time about the union, which is tremendous, gives you the stability to own a home, which is difficult on Long Island. So this is a broad question. What makes Alan tick?
Well, I'll say the reason I jumped into this election, running for the New York State Assembly, is the simplest way I could put it is I'm tired of watching my friends and family have to move away from Long Island due to the high costs and lack of good jobs. And that applies to seniors as well. I don't have any grandparents left in the state. And that's unfortunate. After living here, working here, raising families here, you're forced to move out of your home and, in many cases, relocate out of state. So we need to do more to make Long Island affordable for the middle class. And as you mentioned, my day job, my current job, I'm a union organizer with District Council 9. So in that day-to-day job, I fight for a living wage and benefits for hardworking men and women. And I can't even tell you the great people that I encounter who aren't a part of the union. They're hardworking, they're highly qualified, in some cases risking their lives in the construction industry, and they're getting paid next to nothing, you know, $15, $20 if they're lucky, no health care, no retirement. They have, you know, families of their own who don't have health care. It's unfortunate, and a lot of these developers that, you know, they're working for they're charging the same amount, whether it was union or non-union. They're just making that much more profit.
Right.
As a union member, I am also very grateful that someone was able to negotiate and speak for a large organization to make sure that many of us are able to retire. And if you don't have a union, there's a decent chance you may not have a pension or health benefits, and those are crucial things for retirement age.
Absolutely. I believe if you're willing to get up every morning, go to work, give it your all, you should be able to live comfortably and retire with dignity one day. And that's just getting further and further out of reach for so many people. It wasn't always this way. It's gotten worse over time, I'd say, and we need to get it back to where it used to be. The middle class, you know, Long Island used to be like a haven for the middle class, symbolize the American dream. And now it's just so unaffordable for so many.
And it's really important that we have people represent us who value this and who will fight for these kinds of things so that all of us, as you said, can retire with dignity.
Yeah, that was very well put. Because when you have to leave your home to find some place that's affordable, and it might be literally thousands of miles from your family, you have to go down south. I mean, so many people I know. It's North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Just because you can sell a home in Long Island for a large amount of money, buy something for a third, and have some money in the bank to put food on the table, that's not what retirement's supposed to be. And see your grandchildren two or three times a year.
But you also don't realize the weather has also been a factor of people making those moves.
That's true
too. And then all of a sudden it backfires somewhat. And if we don't have the resources here, then where are you going to go? Because this is home.
I'm agreeing with you 100%, which is, you know, Alan's point that his grandparents aren't here. That, you know, and here he is, 29-year-old guy running for office, which is cool in and of itself. Makes no difference what office you're running for. Congratulations. I think that's tremendous. But, I mean, it's the Assembly. I'm not questioning what you're running for. And you're truly a young man that deserves, one, to get the vote and to be in that position for your ideologies. But it's the reason that you have to come out to do this is difficult. But I compliment you because other people are sitting home watching TV at night. And I know how grueling it is to be all these meet-the-candidate debates and you know.
It's far easier to, you know, stay out of it. But that's not how you solve the problem. These problems exist, and we need, as you said, fresh blood, new ideas to get in office at all levels of government and try and bring about change and improve people's lives and, you know, the quality of life here.
The last time I was on this show, I had the great opportunity of interviewing the Nassau County Comptroller. And I'm saying comp because many of us say controller, but it's comp, as he made sure we were aware of. Also very young, but you got to start someplace to get your feet wet in politics. And this is very important that we bring younger people on so they can grow within politics, because this is only the beginning.
That's true. That was Jack, and Jack was in Brookhaven. From Brookhaven, he went to Long Beach.
To Long Beach, absolutely.
And Alan, I'm sure, knows Jack, but that's true. It's another, that's where it comes from. And I've said this to Alan in the past. No matter what happens this election, you don't stop. If this is in your blood, you're 29, you come back at 31. You know, because when you read some of the stories about the greatest things that have happened in life, Edison and different people like this, they failed the first time. And if they walked away, you wouldn't have a light bulb. They didn't walk away. If they meant something, it meant something to them, they came back and they came back. You know. And Alan's the kind of guy you can see, just see it. I mean, in the interview, I forget who was the co-host that day. I mean, he's dedicated. He's doing it for a purpose, not to just have a title. You were there?
Yeah.
Oh, Ann was there with you. Okay.
Well, I was the co-host for Jack when Jack was here.
Oh, when
here.
Jack, you were co-host
for Jack.
Okay,
Jack
but
was
it's the
here.
Same. It's the same. It's the same for Alan. We have actually 1 minute before the break, Alan, and I just want to thank you so much. I want to wish you absolutely the best of luck because you're not a party person. You are a party person, don't get me wrong, and you're a union member, but you're a person that's looking out for the people.
Yes, well, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
And that's it. And we will talk soon. And I wish you the best of luck. And right now, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.